ACR, Holy Culture Radio. Holy Culture Radio.
Wado's rocking on the radio.
Catches in your hood.
On your radio, you listening, you know you focus, Christian man, ready to get it in. It's more than music, it's ministry for you dudes. Keep it live, ones and twos, it's Wado. So you play, bro, in your hood like Faygo. Peach red, pop a cream soda, pop a with cream soldiers. Christ rules everything around me, so when a ruler comes to move, we give it a pound, see? See you moving to the hi-hats, so tune in to the groomsmen on the podcast. It's just Wade from Ohio, and CEO and Buckeyes. You can read the bio. Nine Hills, New Jersey, the mix show the worst. So if you live in the burbs, or in the middle where your projects jumping, it's all good. Long as Wade always play up.
Catches in your hood.
DJ Wado, it's HolyCultureRadio.com, banging holy hip hop and R&P. Yo, I'm on the line, man, with a good brother here, man. My man, Soul P. SP, what's good, baby?
Man, I'm chilling, man. What's happening?
Yo, I'm just chilling, man. Maintaining, brother. Maintaining, man.
Me too.
I feel it, man. Hey, I want to just first say, man, thank you for giving us the time with this interview today, man.
Yeah, no problem, bro. Look,
I got you. What they always say? You could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're on the phone with me. Hey, also too, man, I don't think I never told you this, but congratulations on the birth of your child, man.
Oh, man, thanks, man. Good looking out, bro. Appreciate it, man. She's a beautiful little piece of work.
I feel it, man. And speaking of which, man, how has your life changed since you entered into fatherhood, man?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, put a lot of things in perspective even more, because things are in perspective in my life, but even more, you know, just being a father, definitely a lot more responsibility, made me step up to the plate a lot more as a man and just realize my position, you know what I mean, as a man and what I'm supposed to do, and it helps me, too, making decisions, because, you know, sometimes... You know, we can be selfish. I know I can be, and I want to do certain things.
Yeah.
I realize, man, I got a family, I got kids, I can't do that. I got to really crucify my flesh and not do these certain things, which that I really want to do. You know what I mean? So it definitely causes or gives me a little restraint dealing with things. You know what I mean? And it's very encouraging, too, though. It's very encouraging to see my son grow and love me, and my daughter, you know, she's 3 months now, you know, and just the way she looks at me. So it's very encouraging knowing that... they love me though, and I, you know what I mean? I mean, hey, getting a father is a good thing.
Yeah. You, it's funny, like, I know you're working on a new album, as well as the Last Street Preachers project and all that. And you're very personal in your music. So, will we see more music, like, you know, kind of talking about those types of issues with fatherhood and things like that?
Definitely. I mean, I got some stuff I'll be working on. Definitely, I would definitely deal with that sometime or another throughout the new record or any of this future projects that I'm doing.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, like you said, I definitely deal with a lot of personal issues and stuff, so that will be addressed.
Yeah. And speaking of your music, man, your record's been out, what, about 7 months now, the premiere?
Yeah,
almost 8 months, right? There was a day after Christmas,
well, pretty
right?
Pretty much, I would say it came out January, because it came out December 26th, which is, you know, 4 or 5 days before January. So in my eye, I look at it as a January release.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's about 7 months now,
How you, looking back on the record, man, how do you, like, because you've grown a lot, you know, you've been on tour and done a lot of things, like, since the record came out. How do you feel about it? Like, you personally, how do you feel about the record?
I mean, I love the record. It's a whole nother side of me as an artist, you know what I mean? I appreciate it. I love, you know, what me and Ty did with that project.
Yeah.
Like again, it's another side of me, and it's being received very well. You know what I mean? A lot of the young people love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's something easy for them to grab onto and even relate with. You know what I mean? So it's fun. I mean, it's one of the best records that I've had, especially dealing with me doing live stuff, mm-hmm. and live shows and relating with a lot of the young people. You know what I mean? Young people on that level. It's definitely a great project, and I love it.
Yeah. Now the sound of it, and we talked about this before when you were on my other show, but the sound of it was a bit different from like your first two albums and even the Axe 29 stuff. Was that more of a like a conscious effort, or did it like just through the creative process? That's kind of how it came out.
I believe both ways. You know, through the creative process and a conscious effort of wanting to do a record like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, I'm a music lover. I love everything. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a dude that's like, oh, I just like underground, I don't like mainstream. Or I just like mainstream, you know, or I just like blues, but I don't like country. That's being honest. I like a little country. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
It's like, anything that's good, you know what I'm saying? Like, I actually enjoy it. So for me, like, a record like that with the music and everything, I love records like that the same way I love a record like the Soul Effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was definitely both, you know, but at the end of the day, we let everything flow. Nothing was like, you know, rushed or forced.
Yeah.
It was one thing, we just got in, recorded a whole bunch of songs, and then chose which ones we thought fit in with the whole concept of the premiere and everything that we were trying to do.
Yeah. What do you, let me ask you this. This is interesting. Like, when I first started seeing the T.I. vs. Tip stuff being published, I immediately thought of you, because I almost feel like you have Soul Plasma and you have Soul P. And it's like,
yeah.
It's just like you said, like, this record is another side of you. How do you, how do you kind of balance that, and why the, you know, Soul Plasma for the first two and then now Soul P?
Well, as far as balancing it, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of like how, you know, T.I. versus Tip, you know, pretty much like this is the same person, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Like I said, it's different sides, so that's, you know, like I said, that's me, and, you know, but on the Soul P and far as Soul Plasma, the only reason I did, I felt that was more accessible, like when people hear Soul P, it's like they can grab it.
Yeah.
Like Soul P, because it's still Soul Plasma all day, every day, you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of like when my name Michael Green, but back in my neighborhood, everybody just called me MG.
Right.
Like, that's just what they called me as a little kid, you know? It's still Michael Green, same person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, for me, I'm still Soul Plasma. We just made it shorter, it's easy, it's more accessible, you know what I mean, for the wider audience to be like, okay, Soul P, Soul P, you know? But at the end of the day, man, it's still the same person with Soul Plasma all day, every day. Nothing has changed.
I feel it. Hey, well, so Pete, matter of fact, hang on the line for a minute, man. I want to, we're gonna take, musically, while we do this interview, we're going to take cats through a journey of your music, kind of where you've been and, like, where you're going now. So we're going to play some joints off of the first album. And then, when we come back, we got a lot of questions, man. People on the message boards, I was telling you, man, they had a lot of stuff they wanted me to ask you. So we're going to get into a lot of that, man. Your faith, where you worship, what you studying in the Bible, all types of stuff, man. So,
okay, that's good. They really want to know, huh?
They want to know, man. They want to know. They want to know the man behind the record, man. That's what it is. Yeah, they want to know the man behind the record. So we're gonna get into that, man.
For sure.
It's DJ Wado, Soul P, SoulyCultureRadio.com.
Make sure you're right. I done heard a lot of perceptions of what life is. From long roads to dark nights to raising kids. From gangbanging to taking it for what it is. To actors and showbiz, for models it's the runway. To those consumed by their job, it's every single Monday. For drunks it's a bottle, for gamblers it's the casino. For those who never do, it's life is have-nots. And when you're living on these streets, then your life is all you got. To some it's love, to some it's high stress. To some is making sure the border safe before they rest. I done seen life in all forms from birds to insects. Some violate life with acts of family incest. Could it be destruction? And could it be up to something? Consider it your oxygen and some call it nothing. But whatever your opinion is, just make sure you're right. Cause what if you was wrong about the way you looked at life? Yeah.
Life is this and life is that. Life ain't never been fair. To some it's misery, to some it's dollar signs, to some it's jail bars. Life is something that's short, but it can go far. Life is living, to some life is missing. Life is Christ, to some think life isn't. Life is whatever you make it, but make sure you live life according to the one who created it.
Life is Christ, and that's a matter of fact. Life is a gift, nicely wrapped, and I'm giving it back. Life is my sunshine, life is my spiritual existence. Death is my flesh, and life is God's vision. Who could tell me different? My faith is what I'm living. Life is more than that food and that water that you're drinking. My life is sitting in Christ, I die to the heathen. Stand on a rock and talk life to the region. It's more than you see, man, it's far from religion. Some think life on earth is just paying hell a visit. A struggle for the slums and for the riches, no difference. Some say life's a hate, it just depends on where you're living. So is it about pleasure and greed, what we've been taught? Inclined to education is blind, leaving the stars. But I know life is Christ, so make sure that you're right. Cause what if you was wrong about the way you looked at life, yeah.
Life is this and life is that. Life ain't never been fair, to some it's misery, to some it's dollar signs, to some it's jail bars. Life is something that's short, but it can go far. Life is living, to some life is missing. Life is Christ, but some think life isn't. Life is whatever you make it, but make sure you live life according to the one who created it.
Life is death, to some it doesn't make sense. Death is life when you realize what life is. There's so many descriptions with so many reasons, with so many believing that life is mere breathing. Life is nothing but a vapor of smoke. Life could be 20 years, or life could be death row. Life is the word of God going against the odds. Life is wisdom, life to some is being retired. Life never expires, it's just for what we desire. Life is an investment, to think life is irrelevant. Life is the heaven sent, and life is what you make of it. They call it the blues. Some call life an attitude. It could be your avenue, a test for the afterlife. That pistol in your pocket and the reason that you got it. The stock with all your funds and the thing that just begun. Life could be that doctor and that medicine you want, but just make sure you're right. Cause what if you was wrong about the way you looked at life and found out when it was gone? Life is this and life is that. What if you was wrong and found out when it was gone?
Life is this and life is that. Life ain't never been fair, to some it's misery, to some it's dollar signs, to some it's jail bars. Life is something that's short, but it can go far. Life is living, to some life is missing. Life is Christ, but some think life isn't. Life is whatever you make it, but make sure you live life according to the one who created it.
Was rocking on the radio.
This right here is a feel good song. Every blood is smile. It's good to be here. Brought a couple friends along with me for this one. Let's go.
Take my riches, take my fame, take the microphone, take the stage, take my glory, take my name, take it away. Suffer now, later will reign, and that applies to the saint that went against the grain. Life is hard, but amidst the pain, you know the saints fight hard, we anticipate that great day where God applauds, there be no remorse and no shame. Everything you thought you lost, you regain, and you get rewards because you behaved. Let me make it plain. All of the faithful saints to get paid. To prove your commitment to God is not vain. And we'll get to enter the joy of our King. Smile. your gold. Keep your black card and your Patron. None of that matters when I'm gone. And the maddest throne, silver, gold, and precious stones. Was I faithful? Was my goal? Yahweh's glory on my own. Actors act for golden glow. Rappers rap for war shows. Platinum blacks and pure gold. Our reward is Christ alone.
Christ alone.
When I say so long, the finale is finally. I'll be home. My work and its quality will be shown. Eternally, Christ the King will be known. Shalom. Pastor Donnie McClurkin.
Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised those who love him. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Now, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do this to receive a perishable wreath, but we, a crown imperishable. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward to me in that great day.
Crazy for this one, Brinson.
God chases.
Entertainment. I don't go club or pay dough to strippers. I'm Holy Ghost filled, boy, I know them scriptures. And I don't drink, I can't hold my liquor. I'm high off Christ, I ain't smoking with ya. You say you love God, where's your conviction? Satan, you're way out of your jurisdiction. You can't love sin and say you're a Christian. Know a tree by its fruit, I think you're a lemon. You gotta know who's operating in ya. Either become righteous or stay a sinner. Man's number is 6, but the Lord's 7. I know I'm gonna be with the Lord in heaven. The Holy Spirit's just like a recruiter. And Satan, the devil, is the accuser. Only God can judge me, no jury duty. Javon McKenzie, yes, yours truly. The boy got faith like Abraham. Even when I'm down, I'ma still praise the Lamb of God. I'm a man of God, don't need Santa Claus. Demons can't touch this, the MC Hammer of this generation. My administration is defending nations and finish Satan by spreading the gospel through Christian music. Throw on phone, watch the Christians lose it. I'm not bragging, I'm boasting in God. I'm a player, Christ is the one coaching me, dog. So with Christ with me, I'm supposed to ball. I can't wait for heaven to elope with God. What up, soldier, man? I told you it's coming. God chases. Fighting demons every day, 24/7. Get saved. Get saved. Go ahead and tell them, soldier, get saved. Get saved. Get saved. Go ahead and tell them, soldier, get saved. What was I supposed to say? That's all say stand? That's God stand. Soldier. Von McKenzie. God chases in the building.
All right, we're back. It's DJ Wado. It's HolyCultureRadio.com. Banging Holy Hip Hop and R&P. I'm on the line with my man, my good brother, Soul P. Soul, what's good, man?
Ah, man, cool.
I feel it. So one of the questions that we had on the message board was just kind of like the goal and overall purpose with your music. One of the questions was, for you, is it more important for you in your music to deal with social topics or social ills, or to get across biblical principles? And really, I think the real meat of the question is, like, how do you balance the two?
I think, you know, it's all important to get across social issues just as much, you know, as biblical principles, because yeah. I think, you know, and when you got biblical principles, they deal with social issues too, and how to react, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how to, like, live your life when you're coming against social issues, whether it's racism or,
right.
you know, somebody being prejudiced or, you know what I mean, police brutality, whatever it is. I mean, just crime, you know, gang violence. It tells you certain things not to do when these things happen, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the regular guidance, like, if it's telling you, you know, to turn the other cheek. Well, if I'm dealing with social issues on gang, you know what I mean, gang banging and talking to these dudes in the streets, or whatever it is, you know, I'm trying to get them, like, yo, retaliation ain't it.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So that's all the same thing. That's when it's trying to turn the other cheek, it's like, don't retaliate, because at the end of the day, you retaliate, just more retaliation comes after you retaliate.
Yeah.
So it's a cycle. So I believe it's all important. You know, the biblical principles line up with how to react to social issues. So I definitely believe, you know, it's more important. I mean, it's very important to do all that. And plus, some people at the top, you try to come so biblical as some dudes, they don't understand what you're talking about. They might not even hear you, but if you lay it out in a whole nother way for them, maybe just saying something like, if you do this, dog, this is what's going to happen in layman terms.
Yeah.
I don't have to pull out scripture to tell you what I want to tell you in layman terms to back up the scripture if we get into that too.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to Mahogany Jones literally yesterday. We was talking, and we were talking about the same type of thing, how she forgot what the job was, but she was talking, like, in more the business format of how everybody in the business understand it.
Yep.
And the customer asked her, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand you.
Wow.
And she said, okay, let me break it down in layman terms and explain it in regular terms instead of the proper etiquette, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, and a person understood. So that's how we as believers, we can be in our circles and knowing all these scriptures and all these, you know, whatever, and get at somebody in the street that don't have no idea, and they're looking at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I don't know what you're talking, you know what I'm saying? Or I can't relate with that, or if they can, they still don't grab it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, I think it's both, you know, I think it's both important, you know what I mean? Yep. Very important. And I'm always talking on social issues, you know what I mean, all the time, but try to relay it with biblical principles in layman terms.
You had a video.
Yeah.
When you guys were first promoting your latest album, the premiere, you guys had a video on the Beatmart website, and it was you out ministering to some of the cats on the street. Like, how often? Because you just mentioned, you know, going out ministering to people in the streets, talking to cats on the street about social topics. How often do you go out and do that? I mean, is that like a regular part of your ministry, or is, you know?
Every day, man. I mean, pretty much, honestly. And it's not like I walk around with a bullhorn and a sign on, or just, you know what I mean? Or or stand out on the corner and nothing like that. But every day that I'm dealing with my partners who's still in the street, you know what I mean? Still live that lifestyle. Because somehow a discussion comes up. Actually, I was just in the studio yesterday with one of my boys and his girl, and we just happened to be talking, and we got into biblical principles, you know what I mean, about life and different things like that, you know. And she started telling me, well, I know my issues is this and this, and I know, you know, I've been raised in the church all my life, and, you know, da, 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 I appreciate you talking to me and my boys, you know. You know, some of us all got into just good, and really we got into just the goodness of God, you know what I mean? It wasn't like I was out there saying, oh, y'all shouldn't do this, and yet, you know, we started talking about how God has been good to all of us, and that made somebody like her be like, man, you know, man, I used to go to church and I used to do this, and, you know, and I know I need to get back. You know, I was the personal conviction that she had, and it wasn't me trying to tell her how to live. She knew what was already popping, you know what I mean? So every day, man, for me, you know what I mean? Like, every day, anytime that I'm out or I'm dealing with some of my people, you know, somehow we get around to a conversation based on God, you know, or Christ.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's more important than and particularly when you're ministering to your friends, like people you came up with, or even strangers, like for them to see not just the words, but also the lifestyle, you know, set apart. I mean, which way do you think one way is more effective than another? I guess words versus lifestyle, or.
Well, words don't mean nothing if your lifestyle ain't right.
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Also, I mean, you can be screaming all you want to scream, and that don't mean nothing if people don't see you walking it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and so,
right.
I mean, hey, you know, I'm going to tell you the action. I'd rather, you know what I'm saying? You lead by example with how the way you act and the way you deal with situations in the public because it's with people that you deal with off top.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah. One question, and a couple people actually had this same question, and this is gonna be like a real specific to HCR question. But I remember when you guys were promoting the album initially, like you guys were hitting HCR hard, you know what I mean? And a lot of people that was on that message board and that frequent the site, that listened to this station, that was one of the first ways that people heard about you. And I know one of the questions that people had back then, and that some people still had now, you had some preview tracks up there. And
yeah.
In the tracks, I can't remember exactly what they were. I think it might have been like Whoa, Whoa, The Goodness, I think was one of them. And I can't remember what the other two were. But it was around, like the question was, like there wasn't a lot of mention in those four tracks of Christ, of sin, of salvation, of repentance and faith. You know, like Whoa, Whoa was more of a party track. I think
yeah.
The Goodness, while it doesn't mention, you know, the name of Christ specifically, you know, obviously it's talking about the goodness of the Lord. But I guess the question that people had was, like, why no mention of those specific terms in some of your music?
Well, I mean, I do mention in the music. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If you listen to the record,
right?
You definitely hear it. Just because it ain't in every song, like, you know, Christ, 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 Christ in every song, don't mean it ain't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's kind of like music to me is like a conversation. You're telling me something through a record. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, if I'm walking down the street, when I'm dealing with people or just everyday life, I don't just, everything ain't amen, Christ this, Christ that. We might be able to talk about sports. We might be able to talk about how cool a party would be if we threw it like this.
Mm.
Or we might be able to talk about, you know, I don't know, video game. I mean, whatever it is. So music, I look at it as I'm having you listen to me. I'm telling you something. So it don't need to be like, I don't have to make my music overly religious to prove that I'm a believer.
Mm.
You know what I mean? As long as it's wholesome and I don't feel it's degrading anybody, I can make a party record and have a good time with it. Or make a universal record like Goodness, which is so funny that, you know, quote unquote or whatever, that the Christians say songs about being, say Christ aloud or whatever, but a lot of people, even in the street, understand who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They know, like, man, that's a feel good song that makes you reminisce on maybe your life and what God has done for you, or just people in your life too, because people are very important.
Right.
That's why I made a song about more about your people too being in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So people, we can't forsake the people that's in our lives either, you know what I mean? Because God's placed them there. So for me, I'm not really at a point of saying, oh, well, I got to say, I don't even think, honestly, I'm going to tell you this, I don't even think it's honest when I just throw Christ in there just to throw him in there.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, well, I got to, well, how many times I say Jesus on this song? Dang, I didn't say him enough. Let me throw, you know, let me go back and rewrite my verse and throw Christ here, throw Christ there. You know, I let it flow out of me, and what comes out of me is what comes and what you all hear on record. But if they really listen to the whole project, you obviously hear Christ throughout the whole project. But I'm never, ever going to make a record trying to just keep up with a Jesus count of another artist's record or just to make people happy.
Yeah. So let me,
and
let
that's
me
not
ask
really
you,
doing, that's not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Let me ask you one question before we go to break. What's the number one thing that you want people to walk away from when they listen to your music?
When they what?
When they listen to your music.
When they listen to the record?
Yeah.
Man, I want people to walk away, honestly, man, you know, being encouraged. You know, I definitely want to walk away being encouraged. And I want, like, when you listen to the record, I want to walk away feeling like they had a good time listening to the record, but also they have time to reflect and think, even on the goodness of God, on their life. You know, or maybe other people's lives that they should be helping and not forsaking, you know. That's why I do a record like I do. I started off with party tracks and then end it off slower and get more deep and personal at the end, you know.
Yeah.
Because I want to have it, well, hey, you feeling good at the beginning of the record, And that's all good. When you start hearing something, you know, and then it really brings you to a point of, like, really listening. Like, oh, okay, I really, you know, I see his direction. I come in with a plan. So I definitely want people to leave encouraged listening to the project, but definitely knowing, too, we can't forsake our people, you know.
Right.
That's still out there, that's not living like us, that hasn't seen the light or, you know, or found the truth or anything. We still got to be down for those folks. And hopefully they enjoyed the project.
Yeah. Hey, so SP, man, stay with us, man. We come back. We still got some more personal questions for you, man.
Yeah.
It's a lot of good questions that cats have, man. So it's DJ Wado's Holy Culture Radio, y'all.
Hey, young man, what you fighting for?
Nobody telling them nothing. They're younger than they whips, pockets full of that cream. They want a piece of the pie in the American dream. With the ice on they neck, but it ain't all what it seems. Looking at the flash, ain't getting a picture. Them rags on that coffin right there will kill ya. The wars in the street, well, why your enemies with ya? You're lacking understanding, understand that you're mixed up. You're in your mama's kitchen and you cooking that soup up. With Ziploc baggies just to zip them zips up. You got a gun now, so you licking them shots, huh? It's all the same theme, we just looking for answers. And at the same time, the Lord got us on camera. And our childhood stories ain't something they after. They want what's in the bag, that's the reason they back us. And on top of that, they tryna nail us with hammers.
Hey, young man, what you fighting for?
We all underage, congregating at the liquor store. Back in the day, drinking Mad Dog and Cisco. Rolling like you're holding, it don't matter what they hitting for. In the lunchroom, slanging dime bags of Endo. Mama in the wind, daddy in the pen. So I'm chilling in the hood with my childhood friends. And really, they ain't really trying to really understand why a 12-year-old got crack in his hand. Hey, young man, what the old man say? Why you live like that? Boy, you need to change your ways. Got a whole lot of talent, and I know you're real smart. You need to go to church and get God in your heart. Don't let your life end, boy, before your life start. Be easy, you're thinking fat meat ain't greasy. I will walk off smiling on my own way. And in the distance, I can hear the old man say,
hey, young man, what you fighting for?
Dropped out of school to spend time on the turf. The only work he like is what he move on the first. It's something about the life when the streets call your name. We don't think about the price when it comes to quick change. We ain't trying things twice when it comes to quick brains. Get it how you live, man, get it how you came. Lay day like Christmas cause they keep candy cane. Talking like politicians, politicking game. We learned at a young age watching older players. Product of a culture where fathers didn't raise us. Value street smarts more than what's on school paper. But seldom ever learn from the ones who caught the vapors. You hear it all the time, the young boy's wild. Cause he forced to be a man, though he only a child. His mama ain't home, his older brother gone. And his father ain't around, so I guess he on his own. So they say,
hey, young man, what you fighting for? You caught up in a war, what you dying for?
Come on.
Your mama lost your brother and your dad is gone.
Yeah.
You need to get what's up on your feet.
Get up, come on then.
Hey, young man, what you fighting for? You caught up in a war, what you dying for?
Right.
Your mama lost your brother and your dad is gone.
You need to get what's up
on your feet.
What's poppin', y'all? Y'all know who it is. Y'all know what it is. It's Jesus. And it's also Wado's Mix Show Radio. I'm always messing up on these jobs. Wado, you know I love you, boy. You gotta stay out from North.
Yeah. Y'all know what it is. I'm back. Come with me on a little journey into life right free. We'll meet your gurney early. You don't know what I mean? Well, I just show you surely. Seems to be that people rushing death like hurry, hurry.
Come on, come on.
Chop, chop.
Let's blow pot, throw shots, meet at the mo. Now get your cervix out. That's real talk. I'm real, bruh. Jay Johnson's been missing, now you can feel something. No lies here. I'm praying for you. Choose a broad over narrow and laying something. I'm in the booth again, and I'm laying something. Christian platinum and underground artists is saying nothing. I spit that word out, ain't spitting words out. Nothing for nothing, leaves nothing, take that word of mouth. You see, I know of things you've only heard about. No college degree, I just know a lot.
Yo, I'm back, never left as a matter of fact. No, I got the rock, I got that blow. When I breathe, receive, now you're ready, oh. Yo, I'm back, never left as a matter of fact. No, I got the rock, I got that blow. When I breathe, receive, now you're ready, oh.
I'm hard body, I'm God's body. Take this truth to the bank like armed robbery. They lie, buddy, they rhyme, buddy, rhyme funny. I'm serious, the soul so hungry. You like heaven, dog, I'm so dirty, so muddy. I'm like, look at me, homes, the Lord so loved them. His blood spilled, the king's blood. You slave, cuz, family ties, freeze us. What you done did, he did the deeds done. He don't care if you loco, just come. Get on track like loco motion. You can choose a kitchen if you want your portion. For me it's too hot, I'm cool, you can be hot. Really you need to chill, cause hot, you are so not. Ready dawg, steady dawg. Easy now, we'll get right steady dawg.
Yup, I'm back, never left as a matter of fact. No, I got the rock, I got that blow. When I breathe, receive, now you're ready, oh. Yup, I'm back, never left as a matter of fact. No, I got the rock, I got that blow. When I breathe, receive, now you're ready, oh.
It's safe for the church, it's for everybody. You could get body quietly like John Gotti. Nowadays everybody's water like Saudi. Them shots flying, catch four fast holes like Audi. And now you Audi, you were so rowdy. I'm so sorry, family crying on Maury. I tried to told you Jesus Christ is into cleaning laundry. Don't stuff your problems away, hiding them for tomorrow. The reaper floats trying to choke you before you reach tomorrow. The ghost floats telling you you're not promised tomorrow. Nah, dog, you in opposition to bargain. The truth hurts, living lie in the end, it will harm you. No cars, cash, jewels, bras when I'm rhyming. Just good news, truth, clues, and blues when I'm rhyming. You snooze, you lose, hear me out when I'm rhyming. Maybe not this song, God's speed and it's timing.
Yup, I'm back, never left as a matter of fact. No, I got the rock, I got that blow. When I breathe, receive, now you're ready, oh. Yup, I'm back, never left as a matter of fact. No, I got the rock, I got that blow. When I breathe, receive, now you're ready, oh.
Holy Culture Radio, where Christ and mics intersect.
Wado's rocking on the radio.
Yeah. Okay. See ya. It's a lot of cats going around talking about they the king, you know what I'm saying? King of this, the king of that. Well, I think we need to get this straight. There's only one true king. Hey, Flame, come help your boy out, man. Let's get into this one, man. Yeah. Who the real king?
He was raised up in Nazareth and
raised on a thizzer. Yeah.
Never got drunk, got high.
Sip scissor. Yeah.
Prophesied King Isaiah 9.
That's the wizard.
He's the real king and it don't matter.
A king's a real shepherd, dog. Asking people's favor, y'all. Not a self-seeking player. All about the paper, dog. Call him the Messiah. Anointed one to save you, bro. Call him on the humble, but you'll see him reign. Kings bragging cause they on chrome. But 26 inches is a pretty low throne. Like kids playing in their daddy's clothes when he's gone. The clothes don't fit and daddy's coming back home. Really, this is foolish, man. You don't wanna do this, man. The king of kings is coming back, a theocratic ruler, man. What if you should pass away? You see him on the last of days. There ain't no making deals, so really, what is that you have to say?
Who the king?
Jesus Christ, rule this thing.
Who the king?
way, man. Why don't you enlighten us who the king is, dog? Let's get it.
Oh, how excellent is his essence, we reverence his name. Ooh. While silly peasants, we presently trying to steal his fame. Ooh. You carry 45s, AKs, king of the food. But you can't make a day, you can't take away from the king of the two. See, what about the major day when you face to face, we yes, you know who. We wanna be a king with bling and do major things, but he's a bling leaf. You must be joking, you smoking, plus you buying that Buddha. Ooh. I define him when you can rely on the lion, the Judah. Ooh. Supreme ruler, shining brighter than Jacob the jeweler. Jewelry, cause it's true indeed, he's saving us through the ooh. Cross of Christ, and that's true. Follow him, lose your life, and that's true. Gain new life, you got to let lose you. Of your own throne and follow Jesus. Rolling big whips, don't make you no pain. Having them splits, don't make you no king. Putting big screens, don't make you no pain. Hacking them keys, don't make you no king. See, you can run a trap, own a house, and smoke black and miles. You be a king when you can do things like roll back to clouds.
Who the king?
Sovereignty. Who rules over the earth in its entirety will be back to reign. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. Jesus Christ is King of the Kings. Yeah. Respect it.
Alright, we're back. It's DJ Wado. It's Holy Culture Radio, y'all. I'm on the line with my man SP, man. We just been getting it in about a lot of different things, man. About his ministry, about his music, about being a father, all that good stuff. Here's a good question, man, that Cass had. And it's just like it's always, for me, this is always an interesting question, because so many of us in holy hip hop, what brings us together besides just Christ is our love for the music. But a lot of us, we worship and fellowship at different types of churches. The church that you fellowship at and worship at right now, what's it like?
Actually, it's a very dope church, man. It's a startup church. A guy I've been talking for a long time, and then he started the church. You know, I know he's always wanted to be a minister, but he started the church. But it's more like it's about maybe 30 people, and it's called Ecclesia.
Okay.
And they're actually very, very hip-hop-like, community-driven, though. Mm. Dude was a young guy. You know, he believes in the hip-hop culture impacting community.
Yeah.
And he believes that and what we do as believers can really impact our community when it's done right. You know, when it's done in the sense of being very transparent with the world, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a very lovely, I mean, great, like I'm just, you know, I'm bigging it up. But, I mean, it's a good situation. You know, we meet from house to house, like everybody, a lot of times we hook up once a week and everybody meet at somebody's house and eat in fellowship, whether it's watching a movie or discussions or different things like that. You know, and I like it because it's very honest too, you know what I mean? It hasn't got corporate, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't go to church to get corporate, it turned into more of a business, you know? They're really looking out for the people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So pretty much, yeah, it's very, you know, down to earth, you know what I mean? Sound doctrine. I mean, you know, he's not trying to force nobody to do anything, you know, which is a good feeling. He's not trying to convince you to give all your money to him and,
yeah.
You know what I mean, and do different things like that. He's not, you know, telling you certain fables to make you feel like, oh, well, I'll be rich in a day if I do this, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's real refreshing to hear him on the level of just being down to earth, being transparent. Like most people, like, you know, like how we talk about social issues, you know, how you talk about social issues. Like, right. We all did one thing, a church gathering, and we all got together and watched Do the Right Thing. And it was very funny because all the white people never seen it. Like, you know what I mean? It was just funny because, you know, my guy's name is Cole. He's white, but he obviously seen it. He's really involved in hip hop. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He used to be like Teddy Riley's pretty much right hand man, like on some music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he, you know, he know the culture, but all the white folks, he never seen it, which is very funny. To me, you know, it was like, you know, a few of us, a few brothers up in there, and we just laughing, but we dealt with, I don't even know why I said that, but we watched a movie, Do the Right Thing, you know, brothers are like, why are you watching that? You know, I got cussing here, everything, but we were trying to deal with social issues and maybe how Christ would have reacted in those or how God's people should react in those situations that happened in Do the Right Thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And roles people played that made the situation worse, or what roles could they play could have made it better, you know? And that's just something, and that's a good layman terms of applying biblical principles to that movie in a situation, like how we act as believers.
Yeah,
how
yeah.
should we act in our community when things like these happen as believers?
That's dope.
You know, and so, yeah, I mean, it's refreshing. You know, we got, you know, the thing is we got, you know, a DJ in there helping do the worship, you know, with the tables, running the music from the tables.
Yeah.
We actually shooting a video for a song that's promoting it, what the church is doing. So, you know, three of us are going to get down and do a record for it. It's me, and most likely he's trying to get some other cats I can't keep under wraps. I guess he told me to keep it under wraps right now. But some well-known underground cats who are believers, though, you know what I mean? Okay. So from Portland, so some people might know who that is, but yeah. until it's done, I won't let the hat out the box. But
right.
however that is, cat out the hat, whatever. But yeah, man, so it's a lovely situation, man. It definitely is. It's very family orientated.
Nah, that's dope. Is it like a non-denominational?
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely not on no show with if you're this or you're that. You know, yeah. he's not on that at all. He said, we just want to teach the Bible and be there for our community, help, you know, and that's pretty much his goals.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to teach the Bible and have us actually affect our community any little way we can. Not saying we got to throw 100,000 people a rally, but even if it's helping one single mother or something. You know, he's very just, you know, diligent and patient with the way that he wants to do what God has called him to do as a, you know, as a pastor.
Yeah, okay. Now, here's a personal question. What scriptures are you currently studying, and what have you learned from them?
Right now, it would be Philippians 4:8, and it's just, and what's helping me is you know, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's pure, think about such things.
Mm.
Because me as a dude, I know I got a flawed thought pattern at times, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we all do.
And I've just really been knowing that, you know, like, okay, whatever's true, you know, whatever's noble, whatever's pure, you know, just thinking in my head, like, well, if you get to thinking with a lustful eye at another woman, or thinking about doing something to somebody, just thinking negative, thinking that, you know, doubting God, you know, I'm just trying to revert, you know, or is that a word? Is that a word, revert?
Revert, yeah, you don't want to revert back to your old ways.
Okay, I'm trying to make sure.
Yeah, you good, you good.
nah, you know what I'm saying, like, I'm trying to think of the true things in my life, or what's noble, what's good, or whether it's what God has done for me, or, yeah. you know, just something simple in my life, basically just trying to make sure my thoughts are always focused on God and good things, doing my best, too, through reading and just, you know what I mean, being around cool people, so that's one of the main ones, and obviously, I tell everybody, Matthew 6:33 is, like, for me, is one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
There are times I can stress about things, too. But knowing that, look, I don't got to worry about it. All I got to do is seek the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
You know, seek God's kingdom, man, and everything will be taken care of for me. Everything will be, you know, set in place. I don't need to stress about little things, you know, or big things in my life. You know, so right now I'm at a point of just having it, being very dependent on God, like, and stuff. Because I'm a, you know, very, like, self-motivated. I go get it by myself and try to do everything by myself.
Yeah.
Don't want to wait on nobody.
Yeah.
Like, just go and do it. Like, oh, this ain't how I'm finna go do it myself. Oh, I'm finna go do this myself. Oh, I'm finna go do this myself. You know, instead of saying, okay, God, let me wait on you.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to learn, like, okay, just seek God. Seek the kingdom of God first. And all these other things will fall into place.
Fall into place.
And at that time, it gives me a lot of peace. Gives me a lot of peace.
One more question for you. Actually, we got a lot more, but before we go to break, your influences musically, who would you say are your biggest influences?
My influences?
Yeah.
Man, like, I mean, let me see. What you talking about currently, right now in the hip hop market, or just in the past?
Period. I think. I mean, you can go back to, like, you know, when you first started getting into music, who influenced you, and then even now, yeah.
Well, definitely back in the, I mean, when I first started getting into it, some of my main influences was Tupac.
Okay.
You know, and that's in him, even what he did with social issues, from songs like Dear Mama or
yep.
or Shed So Many Tears or
yep.
Me Against the World. I mean, you know, I've always loved those records, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, when I was younger, N.W.A., Ice-T, you know what I'm saying, Ice Cube, when he went solo.
Yep.
You know, E-40, remember finding his tape back in the day.
Hardcore West Coast.
Huh?
I said you was hardcore West Coast.
Hardcore everything. All yeah. gangster rap. You know what I'm saying? All gangster rap back in the day.
What
you
about
know,
now?
Dre, obviously Dre. Yeah. You know, it was more, yeah, so all West Coast artists back in the day. Them was definitely my influence. Now my influence in music is really good, just great music. And there's somebody that I love as an artist. You know, and maybe that, you know, my beliefs might not agree, but I love Lupe Fiasco. I love how he deal with the social issues.
Who?
You know, and Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, Fiasco, Lupe, okay.
I mean, I love his record. Yeah. I love how he deal with social issues, you know what I mean, and how he lays things out. It makes you really think, like, man, that's not cool.
Right.
You know, man, you know, it really gets you thinking about what you could be doing better for the community or anything just in your life, just stuff that way he lays it out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how he's talking about. We talking about how, you know, television to raise the kids. That get me convicted. Because I'm like, I need to stop letting my son watch all these cartoons all the time. I read a book with him.
Yeah.
But it makes you think, though. Yeah. You know, that's the type of stuff. That's a good impact, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and I be talking about him being a Muslim and, you know, whatever. I'm like, it ain't even like he's on there promoting Allah anyway. He didn't really listen to his project.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, but still, for me, like, when somebody's speaking, you know, like, especially if you're dealing with social stuff and you're speaking the truth about a social issue, I can't help but to agree.
Right.
And listen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Be like, man, I feel that, because what's going on or what he's talking about, that's what's going on in the world and it's real.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think a lot of times, sometimes, like, believers, we get caught up. It's like the issues are what they are. The key is, and so it's, to me, it's nothing wrong with someone pointing out the issues. The key is what he's saying the solution is.
Yeah, for sure. And that's definitely the key. At the end of the day, the solution, you know.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's not like he even gives, like, a huge solution through his music.
Right, right.
I you know, I'm not considering, so yeah, he gives a big, great solution, but he definitely hits on issues and talks about stuff that's going on that definitely makes me think. And I enjoy the record. Like, man, I feel what he's saying, you know.
Yeah.
And so, me as a believer, you know, I definitely, you know, understand that, Christ is the solution, but it takes the people too.
Right.
You know what I mean? It takes us as a believer to be out there and be the water for Christ to pour out.
There you go.
You know, throughout the earth, you know, to water this earth, you know, or salt the earth, for us to be there and actually be in the mix. We can't just be in the church. We can't just be on Sunday and that's it. You got to be out there in the mix. You know what I mean? As believers, man, that's the only way we're going to be effective. You know what I mean? Because more than doing a record, come on, man. I mean, I know my record ain't going to save no life. Might encourage somebody or something. When my music stops and the music is over with, what do you have? You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like, yeah, you could. Because I know I've listened to a lot of records that have encouraged me, but they've never kept me on the right path.
Mm.
My relationship with God has kept me on the right path and people in my life. You know what I mean? So that's what I understand, too.
What?
It's more about, you know, a lot of artists can just say, I'll do record, I'm doing what God called me to do with the record. Yeah, that's cool, but what else are you doing when you ain't rapping,
right,
and you at a restaurant eating?
Mm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And you might see somebody that maybe you think you need to say something to. Do you do it?
Mm.
I know I don't do it all the time, but I do my best, you know what I mean, to act like, okay, God, I feel you telling me to tell this person something.
Yo, it sound like, it sound like you and Lecrae been talking, man. After the music stops.
Nah. Yeah. But you know, I mean, I feel him on that view. I mean, I definitely feel him on that view after the music stops. I feel him.
Yeah. Hey, stay with it, y'all. It's DJ Wade, though. It's Holy Culture Radio.
You better watch your steps. You better watch your words. You better wait and think twice about what you do. You better watch your steps. You better watch your words. You better wait.
Yo, it's 5 o'clock a.m., I'm up in the morning, wiping the sleep out my eyes as I'm yawning. I take a step out my house before the sun hits. Mind on my money, so my money gotta come quick. I'm starving, paying this price with no bargain. I'm hawking, looking for jugs to take a part in. I'm souping, serving these heads with this Peruvian, producing more racks in my pocket gives me excuses to move this. I move quick, knowing that the law wants me, and the other side's hunting for me. 100 stories I got, I'm almost getting shot, so it's quite mandatory that my nine is cocked. And since I'm the littlest, I get tested a lot. But I learn, they will learn if you send them some shots. But as I pointed at his face, I had a conscious debate. Cause in the back of my mind, every day I hear my mama say, don't do that, son. Don't go there, boy. Put down that gun. Think about it twice.
Think about your son, think about your life. Cause the life you take could be the reason that your life is the life you waste. I love you, son, you my firstborn, my star, my son. On the avenue, out past midnight, bucket pull up, my man asked what it look like. Walking to the car, I said, wait, that's when I heard two shots, block, block, it was all right. Dead in the center, lay dead in the center of the street. I remember how it all felt, all memories. Now it's hard for his family, fatherless seed. Now his baby mama out pulling tricks on the streets. With these tricks up her sleeves, grandma believing that she working legit. Cause she lied and she don't see nothing wrong with the strip. And she finds so she don't really got a problem with tips. And when she shake them hips, man break them necks. She alive and know so close to death. And as I said and watched her, she got done and left. And came back with the things and asked me what's next. I said, don't do that love, don't go there girl, now let's leave this club. Girl, we better be straight, cause if my man only knew, he probably turned in his grave. She said and looked in my eyes, I'm a lonely single woman, would you hold me tonight? I said, as she kissed my face, and to this day, I regret that and what took place. You better wait, cause it's vice night, homie, the vice out. And they dressed up, looking like clucks with pipes out. And they undercover watching us now with they lights out. But I stayed out, spitting out rocks out of my mouth for that paper. Splitting a swisher, rolling my dank up. I'm dolo, moving these doves, quotes and half O's. Add another note to my stash, and leave the spot blowed. I felt it in my stomach, and that's when the cops closed in. And now I'm in the county, in the state by six. They took what I had in my pocket, then my whip. Now I'm thinking about my life like a convict. What I shoulda, woulda, and I coulda did. Now it's too late for it, cases gotta deal with. Lawyer gotta get me one and get me out on bail quick. And my arraignment, the judge denied bail and said he could wait out his trial in jail.
You better watch your steps. You better watch your moves. You better wait and think twice about what you do. Watch your steps. You better watch your moves. You better wait and think twice about what you do. You better watch your step. You better watch your moves. You better wait and think twice about what you do. You better watch your step. You better watch your moves. You better wait and think twice about what you do.
Wait. HCR Bang Bang, bang. Holy Hip Hop R&P.
Wado's rocking on the radio.
Hey, what up, man? It's your boy B Phrase. For your entertainment purposes only, the mixtape. Give a shout to my boy DJ Wado. Little Elijah, I see you. Hey,
B Phrase on the track. Gotta let you know that when life throw them blows, this is how you react. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise, and all of that. Throw some peas on it, play it, get your power back. If you're feeling beat, cat, get back on your feet, jack. We taking it by force, so get ready for your rematch. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise, and all of that. Throw some peas on it.
Now I'm a child of the king like Luther, Martin. I don't got a dream about the future starting. Now I'm a walk in my authority. Produce green in the desert, some call it forestry. Ooh, headed by my faith, people call me Horace G. Zach Morris under pressure, so I'm ignoring screech. Carnivorous, but the kingdom is more than meat, more than drink. Life's a drive-thru, so I order peace. Even when haters want war but can't afford to be broke down, Navigat got me under warranty. Watch him fix my pocketbook, but more importantly, he can fill my body up if I let him warn me. Regulate my mind, yep, you can call him orangey. Connected to the vine, I ain't talking about an orange tree. I mean the divine, the one who wore them thorns for me. So when you see me climb, just know it's more than B.
B Phrase on the track, gotta let you know that when life throw them blows, this is how you react. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise, and all of that. Throw some peas on it, play it, get your power back. If you're feeling beat, cat, get back on your feet, jack. We taking it by force, so get ready for your rematch. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise, and all of that. Throw some peas on it.
He took me from the pit to the palace. Life had me careless, like a hunter's hand. Now I'm living like Alice in a wonderland above, only never average. Anything I speak, best believe I can have it. Any given beat put me on again, it's tragic. I'm like an HBCU, every week got a classic. Battle of the bands, understand the sound of blackness. Okay, they ain't really have a point to this passage. Pity party about your past, now I won't crash it. Pressing to perfect the wheel, like heading to a casket. Leaning on the rock, not leaning on my thought. Proverbs 3:4-6 is how you keep your path lit. Pastor J say you gon' play how you practice. I don't put my faith in magic like Patrick. You and I pursuing what we'll call happiness. Them peace give me joy through everything that's happening.
Rage on the track, gotta let you know that when life throw them blows, this is how you react. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise and all of that. Throw some peas on it, play it, get your power back. If you're feeling beat, cat, get back on your feet, jab. We taking it by force, so get ready for your rematch. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise and all of that. Throw some peas on it, on it.
A simple premise for living was given back in the day. Backing away from the word and we lacking to pray. That's absurd, he ain't asking all day. He only asking when we do it passionately. Yet we only wanna call him once we get ourselves in problems. After falling to the bottom and we ballin' like a Spartan. Ain't talking about basketball, I'm talking about a basket case. After grace, judgment comes, these are bad aftertaste. Now you on the way to church, welcome back from Pastor Mace. Reading Proverbs, verse 17, chapter 8. Captivated by your figure, I'll make it activate. Sacrifice my shut eye so I can see the master's face. Early in the morning, eyes blurry, I'm yawning. Yo, hurry up and try, it feels good like a half a day in school when you're younger. How true is your hunger? When you move in the spirit, you can do what you wanna.
Big phrase on the track, gotta let you know that when life throw them blows, this is how you react. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise and all of that. Throw some peas on it, play it, get your power back. If you're feeling beat, cat, get back on your feet, jack. We taking it by force, so get ready for your rematch. Throw some peas on it, prayer, praise and all of that. Throw some peas on it,
New music.
New music. New music.
Check this joint
100.
Out.
100.
Yeah, and everything we do, we gotta do as unto the Lord. It's by His grace. Gotta keep it 100. Okay, what I look like caring if the world don't feel us. I serve a God who died harder than Bruce Willis. Man's born sick, and he just gets iller. And an optimist LeBron, he can transform a killer. He can transform a dealer. Ask Jason, we was all born sinners. Ask my mom, my nature's no better than Judas. And that's the truth. Without the spirit, I'm an arrogant, adulterous dude. So I keep accountability until I get old. Tadashi said, bring the heat, cause the world's so cold. I gotta live 100 so my feet don't slip. I gotta be like Jacob, more holy, less hip. By his grace, show Barack, I'm gonna spit the real. Been doing that reach life before I got the deal. Called to make many me's to the day that I die. So on my tombstone, say he ain't die, he multiply and cap it.
Gotta keep it 1 for 100. My men keep it 1 for 100. My ladies keep it 1 for 100. My peoples keep it 1 for 100.
Back in the year of the 2000, this random thug tried to strong arm the show. Me and my boys on the corner just sharing our faith. Okay. My man staring at me like he got something to say. He proceeds to size us up, acting tough, talking loud. I tried to ignore him, but this fool attracted a crowd. I expected some resistance, but this ain't what I wanted. I had 99 problems, this man.
100.
He looked me in my face and said, if you love that Christ, you have no problem with me sending you to see him tonight. I'm thinking option number one is we can turn the other cheek. Number two is we can stomp his loud mouth in the street. But that's what they want to see us fail when they test us. Talk a good game but then crack under pressure. So I pray to God, if I gotta take this L, I hope out of this, you will get your glory as well. So this cat stared at us for a second or two, jumped at me and smirked like I'm playing with you. I had to represent the Lord, even though they were stunting. No matter what they do, we gotta keep it
100.
Gotta keep it 1 for 100. My men keep it 1 for 100. My ladies keep it 1 for 100. My peoples keep it.
Okay, here we go.
1 for 100.
They move their lips, but their words mean nothing. They think God got their back, but the boys just frontin'. They talk loud, but we can drown out the sickest boys. We like Chicago, willing to make the Illinois. They want toys, fame, wealth, and health. Everything good without being good themselves. They want things, they do, but it's Jesus they better get. Cause hell's their life sentence like a subject and a predicate. Sometimes I see the wicked and I lust for their things. Okay. But then I see the Lord and I trust in the King. Yeah. Hung on the cross for hours while still in his prime. We don't call him air for nothing, he's showing us hang time. He is holy, he is perfect, he
boy, gotta keep running. 99 won't do it, gotta keep it 100. I gotta keep it 1 for 100. My men keep it 1 for 100. My ladies keep it 1 for 100. My peoples keep it 1 for 100.
100. All right, you got it locked. It's DJ Wado. It's the Wado Radio Show. It's more than music. It's ministry, man. MySpace.com/WadoRadio. HolyCultureRadio.com. You know the drilly, man. You know what it is, man. Yo, shout out to my man Soul P, man. Unfortunately, we out of time for this episode, but there's always a but. Tune in next week, man, for part two, man. We get it in. We talk to Soul P about unity and holy hip hop. We talk to Soul P about a lot of different things, man. What he thinks on different topics, things like, you know, other artists on other record labels that are holy hip hop artists. And, you know, we just dive into more about his ministry, man. We talk about Acts 29, the group he had with Braille. And so, yo, man, just highlight us, man. We here, man. DJ Wado, man. It's the Wado Mix Show, man. Holy Culture Radio 1.
Wado's rocking on the radio.